two prominent senators are insisting that President Bush seek permission from Congress before deciding to go to war against Iraq. Senators Patrick Leahy and Russell Feingold, both Democrats, say the Constitution requires congressional approval before war. Republican Senator John Warner of Virginia says he wants the president's top advisors to appear before Congress and make their case for war. Today, Vice President Cheney promised that President Bush would at least talk to lawmakers.
He welcomes the debate that has been joined here at home, and he has made it clear to his national security team that he wants us to participate fully in the hearings that will be held in Congress next month on this vitally important issue.
NPR's Steve Inskeep covers national securities issues and joins us now. Steve, the White House says it will consult with Congress. That's not the same thing as seeking a vote from Congress.
That's right, Robert. Traditionally, of course, Congress has been asked to vote a declaration of war or at least some kind of approval, but the White House is not going there yet. The White House has committed to send witnesses to some or all of these three or more different congressional committees that are planning to hold hearings this fall on the question of what to do about Iraq. John Warner, the senior Republican on the Armed Services Committee, wants to hear from Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, who is seen as one of the leading hawks, advocates for war within the administration. He wants to hear from Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the president's top military advisor, about precisely what the risks are and, in a general sense at least, what the U.S. plans are.
There seem to be two separate questions here. One is the White House obliged to go to Congress to get a vote on war? And the White House counsel's office has said they think it isn't. The second question is political. Would it be advisable to proceed with the war without going to Congress?
And there's an interesting argument being made by the president's supporters in Congress, or at least by Republicans who are saying that they would like to be supporting the president in some fashion, Robert. They're arguing that, well, perhaps you can make a case that the president does not have to go to Congress. There are certainly instances smaller than the war that's being contemplated here, but instances in the past in which the president has used military force without consulting Congress. But they are arguing that for political reasons, you cannot get away without going to Congress. That is an interesting argument for people like Henry Hyde, the chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee, to be making, because in a sense they're saying, well, Congress doesn't really have any decision-making authority here, but we're important as a kind of PR tool. We need to be involved in order to sell a war.
Now, the closest U.S. ally is also wrestling with this question and the possibility of war. The British government today proposed giving Saddam Hussein, the president of Iraq, one last chance to give up weapons of mass destruction. What's behind that British proposal?
Well, the Foreign Office of Britain is saying that they may seek to set some kind of United Nations deadline. As you know, as has been discussed on this program, since 1991, Iraq has been under this obligation to allow weapons inspections to remove all of its weapons of mass destruction programs. Iraq has not been in compliance for years. And the question is, do they set a deadline and give them an opportunity to do that? Now, there is an argument that that could be helpful to the advocates for war, because if Iraq misses the deadline and fails, it could provide a stronger case for war, but it could also provide an opportunity for the Iraqis to say that they're complying in some sense and avoid a conflict, and so some in the Bush administration oppose that step.
Well, if the British are talking about giving Iraq one more chance to let UN weapons inspectors in, the United States doesn't seem to agree. Here's what Vice President Cheney said today in his speech on the subject of weapons inspectors. Let's listen.
We must remember that inspections are not an end in themselves. The objective has to be disarmament, to compel Iraqi compliance with the UN Security Council resolutions that called for the complete destruction of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, and an end to all efforts to develop or produce more chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons.
Mr. Cheney doesn't seem eager to get involved in weapons inspections again.
And Pentagon officials that I've spoken to who favor taking some action against Iraq are saying that they do not want to be held to any specific legal standard. They do not want to give Saddam Hussein some step that he can follow and avoid a conflict. They say the bottom line is they cannot know, Robert, what Iraq is up to as long as Saddam Hussein is the president of Iraq, and Saddam Hussein must go. Any course of action, they say, must end with that result.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.